96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. As Mother's Day weekend gets underway, we are going to talk about your mother. No, not like that. We're talking about mother's wisdom. All of us remember great nuggets of advice from dear old mom. But do you remember the great bit of advice that you ignored and wish now that you hadn't? Well, that's the question tonight. What did your mother tell you? What's the advice that your mother gave you that you did not pay attention to? Well, joining me to talk about that are Charlotte Avery, family strategist and author of the book, No One Ever Told Me, Practical and Spiritual Truths About Motherhood, and Rasheem Rook. He is a youth advocate and novelist, and he has some lessons learned from his mother that he's going to share with us. If you want to talk about your mother and the advice that your mother gave you that you should have paid attention to and didn't, lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can follow me on Twitter at HFisher, WHUR, or Daily Drum, WHUR. Okay, Rasheem and Charlotte, thank you both for joining me. I appreciate it.
Oh, thanks for having
me.
Okay, so ladies first, what was it, Charlotte? Because just a little background. I'm just tired thinking about this. You have seven children.
I do.
Seven children. And a husband.
Yes.
Okay. So.
Mom of seven. Mom of seven, wife of one, and the owner of No Pets.
And No Pets. Do you need pets?
I don't.
With seven kids?
I don't.
Oh, my gracious. So what was the advice that your mother gave you that you did not pay attention to? I have some thoughts of my own, but I'm just going to leave that one.
Yes. Well, you know what? My mom, first of all, my mom is so amazing. But one of the things that I wished I had paid attention to and grabbed a hold of was money management. My mom can bleed a penny. I mean, she can make a penny bleed. And when it came to money management and things like that, I didn't follow suit. I had credit card debt. My husband could speak on that if he were here, but he's not. Ha ha. And, but yeah, I mean, money management. And then the other one is, you know, forgiving quickly.
Really?
Yes, forgiving quickly. My mom, you know, she can get over some things, but, you know, I've had a tendency to hold a grudge a long time.
Have you learned from the advice that your mother has given you?
I'm learning.
Okay.
I'm processing it all.
Okay. What about you, Rasheem? What's the advice that your mother gave you? What's your story that you didn't pay attention to it and you wish you had?
Well, I tell you, in terms of my motherly wisdom, it came from a non-traditional source. Like there are a lot of people who come up in our community whose mothers aren't the people who gave birth to them. So her first cousin had become my guardian. And while I didn't get as much from my biological mother, I got a lot from my cousin who had become a guardian. And one of the things specifically she gave me, I didn't listen to. And on the day of, it cost me dearly. We were sitting around the breakfast table and she said, you know something? She was talking to me and her son at the same time. She said, don't follow these women. Whatever you do, don't run after these women. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is during the time when our current president, who was just a real estate mogul in New York, was being divorced and having his money taken from him. This is during the time that Mike Tyson was going to jail because of things he was doing with women. She said, keep your head straight. Don't chase after these women. Now, in the moment, I wasn't listening because I was 18 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to not listen to that. And with a friend of mine, Wild Bill Jenkins, God bless his soul.
Well, there's the name right there.
Wild Bill Jenkins. We decided to leave Mount Vernon and go over to New Rochelle, New York, chasing some girls at a particular high school. So now we are trespassing in a school that we do not go to. Mm-hmm. The head security came up and said, hey, do y'all go here? And we was like, oh, we're visiting our family. Rashida, she's over in this class over there. He was like, okay, you just go to the head office and I'll go get her and bring her to you. He showed up with police officers. We were arrested for criminal trespassing.
Walking while black.
Hey, listen, we shouldn't have been there.
Yeah.
The interesting thing is, as soon as we get to the little holding cell, Wild Bill is crying because he already has priors. And this is the first time I had ever arrested. Or only time I've ever been arrested. So I'm sitting there laughing because Alexis just told me, don't chase these women. Mm-hmm. Don't chase after these women. So she's given me a lot of advice, but that one kind of carried me throughout my time because that speaks to what we as men do when we go following down roads because we're trying to get a woman and we're not focused on the things that we should be doing to make ourselves better. So that was something that stuck with me to this day.
How about that? Wow. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Gosh, that lesson just gives me goosebumps. we're talking about advice that your mother gave you that you didn't listen to. We've got a lot of folks on the line, and we want to get to you, so give us a call. Let me go to Twana. Twana.
Yes, hello.
Hey, Twana.
Yes, I'm here.
There you go. What's on your mind?
So I guess my mother... in dating, my mother would say, I don't let men be men.
What does that mean?
Like doing too much. Like if I see somebody falling, I will automatically like, go, I'll help you with that. And she will always say, no, he's the man. He can figure it out on his own.
Mm-hmm. Hello? Gosh, we
say that would be something that.
Go ahead.
Hello?
Go ahead. I'm listening.
Yeah, I would say that's been a downfall when I have dated.
Okay.
Like she's right. Like I should have stepped back and be more of a support than try to jump in and like, oh no, maybe you should do it this way. Maybe you need to do this because I've seen it.
Wow, Twana, you keep breaking up. You obviously have a lot of friends that are trying to call you, but I think that we do get the picture. Charlotte, what do you think about what Twana says? As you know, someone who is a wife and mother, and I'm assuming you know the roles in the family. What do you think about that advice that her mother was giving her?
Well, you know, as a wife and a mom of three boys, I understand that advice her mom gave her because you really do have to let them be men. You're not their mom. He has a mother. My husband has a mom. He didn't marry me to be his mom. He married me to be his support. He married me to be his baby mama.
Well, there's that.
You know, but he didn't marry me to boss him around and tell him what to do, even though he thinks he's the boss of me, don't you, babe? Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I get that. And even as being a mom and having a man in the house who's helping me to raise my sons, a lot of times my husband will tell me, babe, you need to step back and let them be boys. Mm. You can't baby them all the time. And sometimes for a mom and a woman who's a nurturer, it can be hard.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, you do. You need to let a man be a man, let a boy be a boy,
okay,
and let him do what he needs to do.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. What's the best piece of advice that your mother gave you that you didn't listen to? Sam, calling from Virginia. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind? Sam, are you there?
Hello.
Yeah, go right ahead, Sam.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things my mother told me is to choose your friends wisely. And I remember I used to pay my mother rent. I used to put money on the table. And one time I had friends come over, and they stole my rent money that I left on the table for my mother. And so they would take things out of the house and things of that nature. And the mother said, you know, you just have to choose the best people that you want in your circle.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't listen. Still, you know, I
they started
stealing from me.
Wow, how about that? Okay,
yeah.
Wow, that's a great piece of advice. And it's interesting because I think, you know, Rasheem learned from that. I mean, especially, you know, with a name like Wild Bill for a friend.
Yeah.
You know, when you look back on that motherly advice, Rasheem, that you did receive, because your mother was deceased, right?
Mm-hmm.
The motherly advice that you got, was your mother always right? I mean, certainly I'm sure that's not the only piece of advice that you got.
Oh, absolutely not. Both biological and the cousin who became my mother, they weren't always right. And that's something I think that parents struggle with. There's this idea that because you are the parent and they are the child, what you give them should be best for them. But the reality is you can only parent to the best of your ability. You can only parent with what you know. And unfortunately, we don't all have it between our two ears. So what parents hopefully will be able to do is to reach out and ask questions and know that when they're deficient in some knowledge or some understanding, that they can go seek the resources. Because I think that's something that they need to feed on to their children. I work in an industry where children grow up and they don't know how to look for resources, whether if it's in the community or it's in college. And that's because oftentimes they have parents who've given it all to them. And with the idea and understanding that they know exactly what they're doing. It does not make them less of a parent, does not make her less of a mom. If you don't know, you just simply don't know. But the beautiful thing about it is we can all go get the right answer or get an answer that's best for that circumstance or situation.
I agree with that.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Calvin calling from Southeast. Calvin, thanks for calling.
Hey, how you doing?
What's on your mind?
My advice really came from my grandmother, my mother's mother. And that was when she told me things that I need to learn on my own. Because my mother wasn't really out there like that for us. Her mother was. She taught me how to cook, taught me how to do my own house and chores and stuff, you know, in case I did get put out of my mother's house. I can move on with that. As far as coming up in school, I didn't learn nothing from my mother. My grandmother taught me all my math, my science, all that stuff to move forward. And because of my grandmother, it led me to be a certified RN because she was sick at that time as well. And I had to do health aid and stuff with her. So my grandmother, I give all props to her and God as well for having her there for that.
Well, Calvin, thank you so much. We appreciate your phone call. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're asking tonight, what is the advice that your mother gave you that you did not listen to, that you did not listen to and wish that you had? We want to hear from you. Give us a call. The lines are still open, so stay with us. Chico, Al, Sharon, don't hang up. You will be able to hear the program. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation in just a few seconds.
Mama said that it was okay. Mama said that it was quite okay.